While it appears in the budget the overall teacher-pupil ratio for standard schools has been left untouched, the budget has in fact impacted very significantly in relation to some of the more disadvantaged schools who are in the JESH programme. And in fact what will be happening there as a result of the budget is the concessionary posts in those schools, which mean that there's lower pupil-teacher ratios, are actually going to be removed starting from this September. And in some schools that is going to have a massive impact on pupil-teacher ratio. And one, for example, Glengarry National School is expecting to move from a 5-teacher to a 3-teacher school this September as a result of changes which were brought in this budget.
Now, you're urging schools who are part of this designation, if they haven't done so already, to make contact with the department themselves and clarify what the teaching schedule is likely to be for next term.
Yes, the department has released a staffing schedule, but that can be hard to decipher. So schools haven't been informed directly yet as to what the impact will have on them. But there is little doubt that the budget changes is going to have a very severe impact in terms of teacher numbers for those, many of those schools who are in the JESH programme. This really is hitting education cuts at the more disadvantaged schools and the more disadvantaged students. And I think the government have already rolled back on the issue of disability benefit cuts. And I think this is an issue which they really need to look severely at, because we cannot have schools in one fell swoop going from 5 teachers to 3 teachers, and in another instance, I'm aware of a school going from 9 teachers to 7 teachers. Well, and the government needs to look at this immediately.